Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. And you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. Thank you for tuning in. My guest this hour is ecopreneur Luke Callahan. If you've been wanting to change your life, your career, increase your income, or simply want to learn about the green opportunities that are available, you will want to listen to what he has to say. Before I ask Luke to join me, I want to make sure that you have a copy of our new Growing is for Everyone spring catalog, where you will find what you need for spring growing, from cover crops, top-of-the-line, pure organic fertilizers, amendments, potting and soil mediums, traps for monitoring and trapping insects, beneficial insects and nematodes, pure organics, insecticides, weed preventatives, fly eliminators for fly control, to so much more. This 56-page catalog is your guide to bountiful and tasty organic food and lush, proliferant flowers and ornamentals. To receive your free copy of the Arbico Organics Growing is for Everyone spring catalog, go to www.arbico-organics.com, arbico-organics.com. Or you can place your order by calling 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. Be on the lookout there for sales and other special promotions. And you can follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I'm going to ask author, ecopreneur, farmer, and earthkeeper Luke Callahan to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hello, Luke. Welcome.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to you. Thank you so much for having me.
My goodness, it is such a pleasure to have you join me. You are extraordinary. You are amazing. You are something else. So, congratulations. You're somebody that I knew was going to show up one day, and I'm just so delighted that you have finally shown up to help us move into the next level of ecopreneurship. And before we get into our topic, though, I'd like to hear a little bit about just you and your background, you know, how you grew up. What's your story?
Yeah, well, thank you for the kind words. A little bit about my background. I started out as a builder. I'm kind of always a guy who's been tinkering with things, trying to put motors on bicycles when I was 12, you know, up to building homes later on through school, and then really just a fascination for the systems of the world, how things work, really understanding things, which ultimately led me to get the LEED AP, the LEED Green Building Certification, and that's what really opened my eyes to understanding the natural systems and how we as people really have an impact on our planet. And from there, I went and did some more school in sustainability, got into the gardening, and understood just how troubled our food system is, which has kind of led me down the path to where I am now of really wanting to have an impact in terms of how we can empower each other to actually make a living by healing the earth and making our communities more resilient is really what my passion is.
Well, you certainly have done a great job. As said, you know, I can remember being at the first low-input sustainable agricultural conference as a speaker, and it was, you know, that was the thing to talk about, how we could transition away from what we called, you know, industrial farming, conventional farming, factory farming, where we had destroyed the habitat. There was no longer a polyculture. We were looking at no seed diversity. We're looking at synthetic insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, and nematicides that really narrowed the playing field for what could be grown. And then after the whole thing was said and done, we had this mass pollution left behind to the soil, to the land, to the air, to the people, to all of life that was there. And no way to clean it up, no way to figure it out. And that, to me, one of the things that we talked about was that if we went back to a more regenerative way of life, that, which is the way all of nature works, that it would create thousands of jobs. It would absolutely open up the door, because there's always been the conversation about the economics, that the economics make more sense than to grow healthy food, that the economics made more sense than people dying from synthetic poisonings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I am delighted that you have taken it upon yourself to open those doors for so many of us.
Yeah, it's an exciting opportunity, and honestly, the more I get into this space of really identifying, you know, you look at what problems exist in our ecosystem and in our communities, whether they're health-based. Well, it's really all health-based, whether it's the health of the soil, the health of our ecosystems, or the health of the people in our communities. There's just tremendous opportunity to help people and actually make a great living doing it. And so the farther I get into this space, the more opportunity I see, and it's a really exciting time that we're living in.
It's a time that has finally come full circle. I mean, think about it. You know, 15 years ago, there were almost no places you could go to buy organic food. And now in every mainstream grocery store, voila, there it is. It's
yeah,
so exciting. It is,
yeah.
And people using herbs and understanding, you know, big, long words like echinacea, I mean, which is silly because that's the way it always was. You know, 100 years ago, it was just done that way. You never thought about not saving a seed or composting or growing a garden or making your own, all of your own bread and your, I mean, my own grandmother, my goodness, she made her own soap, she quilted her own quilts, she plucked her own chickens, she made her own feather beds. I mean, yet for us, we're like fascinated by that.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. It's almost like we are going back, but kind of evolving back to becoming producers again instead of just the quintessential consumer. And this switch to becoming producers is saying, how can we be a little bit more frugal? How can we make things on our own and really value that? Is actually, I think, the kind of the cultural renaissance taking place in America today.
It definitely is a renaissance, and it's very exciting to see people going back and growing their own food. It doesn't matter, you know, and we say this to the audience that's listening in today, and thank you all of you who are listening, that, you know, just grow some herbs, you know, just grow a tomato plant, just take an avocado seed and see what happens when you stick it in some water and poke it with a few toothpicks. There's something about growing that makes a person so happy, and also knowing that you're not damaging something, that you're putting it back in, and you get to see it from start to finish.
Oh, it's so simple, right? I mean, there's nothing, even just in the winter where you plant an amaryllis bulb in a pot and you just watch it germinate, and then all of a sudden it's a foot tall, and then all of a sudden it's got this bud and the flowers opening up, and it's just, you get to watch it every day grow a little bit, and there's just something a little magical about that.
It certainly is the magic. I have to agree with you. There is that little piece that puts a big smile on my face when I see something has, you know, growing. It just happens. It is magical because you can never see it move like when you see a baby. Then every day they change a little bit and it brings a smile to your face. Here's the thing. We're going to take a quick little break right now. And when we come back, for those of you listening, we're going to hear more about Luke Callahan. But mostly we're going to hear about his great story as founder of Nightlight Farms and his other love of his life, which is food wise. For those of you listening, don't go away. We are coming right back with Luke Callahan.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is Luke Callahan. He's the founder of Nightlight Farms, author of the book, The Complete Guide to Growing and Selling Microgreens, and co-founder of Seedwise.com. Luke's mission is to help you become a successful entrepreneur. For any of you people that are out there listening and you want to become a successful entrepreneur, this is the show for you. Welcome back, Luke. Show goes, you bet. The show goes by really fast. So I would like for you to tell us about this amazing opportunity that you founded called Nightlight Farms. Tell us all about that, because I think this is very inspiring, and this is something anybody can do. I mean, right now we are going through a turmoil in the job situation. We always have been. I mean, ever since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, where machines began to take over human beings' jobs, you know, we've always been evolving, and we've come to this new place that has to do with our food. And so let's hear about Nightlight Farms.
Yeah, thanks for asking. A few years ago, I guess about 4 years ago, I was talking with a friend of mine who lives up in British Columbia, Kelowna, British Columbia, to be exact. His name's Curtis Stone, and he farms on a third of an acre and earns about $80,000 a year in revenue, selling to farmers markets and restaurants, growing high-value salad greens. And, you know, I was just fascinated with his business model. And living in Portland, Oregon, I thought to myself, you know, I bet I could do something similar here. And so he kind of took me under his wing and showed me the ropes of exactly how you start a really small farm and sell high-quality produce to farms or to restaurants and farmers markets in the area. And so over the next couple of weeks, he introduced me to the idea of what microgreens are, which is just a chunk of what he grows on his farm. But I decided to focus exactly on microgreens and sell them to restaurants in Portland, primarily because you can grow them in a really small space. So what microgreens are is they're a crop that's about 10 to 21 days old. So you plant the seed in soil, and 10 to 21 days later, you have this crop of basically it's the first cotyledon leaves, the first two leaves that come out of the seed. They're about 2 inches tall, and you can grow them from sunflower seeds, from radish seeds, from herb seeds like basil and cilantro, parsley. And it turns out that restaurants really love them as a garnish on their plates. As well as farmers market, people love them as a snack, put them in their salad. I went from knowing very little about what microgreens were, and actually not even knowing what they were, to Curtis introducing me to them. And then that day I went to the hardware store and picked up some seed packets and some soil trays and some soil, and I just sprouted some seed. I didn't really know what I was doing. I grew a first crop. It was okay. And then I grew another crop, and it was actually really good. And I kind of went out on a limb, and I took this first crop of microgreens. They were sunflower shoots. So I put a bunch of sunflower seeds in a tray with soil, watered them. And 2 weeks later, I had my first crop for the second crop, and I took it to some local restaurants, and I asked if they wanted to buy it. And it was terrifying because – you know, I'd never been in a commercial kitchen before. I didn't know what that whole industry looked like. But, you know, Curtis was helping me, and he said, just go for it. It's not that scary. And, of course, it was scary, but I did it. And, you know, that first day, I actually made my first sale selling the sunflower shoots to a restaurant. And, geez, I can't tell you how exciting that was for me. That was really my first time ever selling anything as an entrepreneur. The idea of being an entrepreneur had always seemed so far off to me that the fact that I was actually going out and selling a crop was it kind of shattered my reality. It was a really neat experience.
Well, it brings a smile to my face. I'm telling you, there's nothing more thrilling than to hear about being successful. I have a couple of questions. So when you sell them, do you cut them first, or do you bring them in the trays and then they cut them? How does that work? I'm just curious, just to kind of have a vision.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it can go either way. It's really what the chef prefers. I cut all of mine for the chefs and package them in bags so that they're completely dry and the shelf life stays a little bit longer. Some chefs prefer it if you bring them in a tray, and then that way they can water them and tend to them. But I've found that and then they can cut them when they're ready to use them. But I've found that it's because of the conditions of growing microgreens, right when they're, because they're such a young crop, they're, you know, 10 to 14 days old when you harvest them, there's actually a very small window that you want to harvest them at. So sunflower, for example, when their optimal harvest is right when their first true leaves start to form, their second set of leaves, and right when they're starting to form is their most tender time. But as soon as those true leaves, the second set of leaves forms, they become rough and bitter. And that happens in about 2 days. So if you don't harvest them within that two-day window, then you kind of lose that crop. So it's really important to harvest at the right time.
That's really interesting. I get it, because they're, you know, all of their energy is being focused on bolting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love microgreens. I love them. They're, you know, they're just so fun, and you know, they're great for snack. They're so tasty. That's when the bricks, you know, the sugar is really full tilt in the plant, and they're so healthy. That's the other thing. Isn't that great?
Oh, they're just packed with health benefits and taste. I mean, it is incredible. Like the radishes,
yeah,
they are so spicy, and it's this really funny thing where you bite it, you put it in your mouth, and you don't really taste anything at first, and then all of a sudden, 3 seconds later, that spice hits you. And so I'd always tell people at the farmer's market, you know, they'd come and they'd, I'd put, you know, a few of them in their hand, and then they'd say, oh, I don't taste anything. And then before that taste kicked in, they grab some more, grab a bunch, you know, a big handful. And they put that in, and then all of a sudden you see that first wave of spice hit. And then the second wave hits, and they kind of can't take it. And, of course, I've always got water or something ready for them, because it's so powerful.
It is powerful. It's a little burst of fireworks in your mouth. And we like that, you know. We love hot and spicy and fragrant and salty. I mean, we love all those flavors, and that's what you get when you, and even the sweetness too of microgreens.
Oh,
so what a great beginning. So what did you make your first year?
Oh, geez, I ended up bringing in about $60,000 the first year. It was incredible. I mean, I started in March and kept going through until it just got, you know, December. And it was a great first season. I was surprised how much money you could make growing microgreens. So,
you know, everybody is surprised. And this is why we're going to come right back after we take another break and apologize for the interruption. For those of you who are listening, don't go away. We're going to be talking about how to make money at your own home. And lots of it, too. So stay put. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall, and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. With me this hour is ecopreneur Luke Callahan, founder of Nightlife Farms and Seedwise.com, the marketplace for non-GMO seeds and plants. Luke wrote the book, The Complete Guide to Growing and Selling Microgreens. This book teaches the reader everything they need to start their business, including getting started, market research, acquiring customers, building the growing infrastructure, soil, seeds, lighting, germination, harvesting, finances, and the rest of the ingredients needed to build a profitable microgreens business. Now I'd like to welcome Luke Callahan back to the show. Hi, Luke.
Hi there.
So, you have so much to share with us, and I did want people to hear about the microgreens. I know the main thrust of today's show is you wanting to talk more about Seedwise.com, and so let's just get right into that. This is an amazing website. I'm so delighted to see it, and well done, and thank you so much. There is so much controversy going on these days about genetically modified organisms that are being put into our food. So tell us, what is Seedwise.com?
Yeah, Seedwise is a marketplace where you can buy non-GMO seeds and plants directly from the people who grew them. Basically, think of it like the farmer's market for really high-quality seeds.
Wow. And that is something that, I don't know how you pulled it off, but I love this idea of growing directly from the grower. You have a place on the website, and by the way, those of you who are listening, it's Seed, SEEDWISE.com, if you want to go there right now, where you have Meet the Farmers, and I just love this, where you have all the different farmers and shows their families. I mean, many of these people may not have had jobs. You may have been out of a job. And this whole idea of families being able to work together, you know, we as insect growers, we call them in our business where they're called insect rearers, you know, we have our children and we've all worked together on the, my husband always called it the bug farm. And so, you know, there's nothing, I mean, it's hard work. Not to be mistaken, this is hard work because no matter what you're growing, every day you tend to it. Just like you tend to yourself, you brush your teeth, you know, those kinds of things. And yet there's this something very romantic about it. So it's so fun to see all the different farmers and learn about their lives. And there's a lovely catalog on seedwise.com. And for those of you who are buying seeds and you're looking for things that are maybe a little bit different than the average, you know these are organic and non-genetically modified. So what caused you to start this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Seedwise is all about empowering the small-scale family farmer to really make a living and do this great work of more or less decentralizing our seed production, really increasing the amount of diversity in our seed supply. And so this kind of came about, when I was running the microgreens business, I was a mass consumer of seeds. I would buy 500 to 1,000 pounds of seed every 4 to 6 weeks. So I really started understanding, you know, like I was buying pickup trucks full of seeds every month. And I started looking around and just looking at what the seed industry is like, and it's still very industrial. It's very much this extractive industry that is just kind of mining the soil for these seeds. And what's happened is we've created this whole industrial seed production model where essentially it's a very few amount of people growing seed for sale. And as a result of that, we have fewer and fewer varieties, fewer and fewer options to buy seeds. So I was at a loss to find the varieties I was looking for as a mass consumer of seeds. So I really started thinking, how can we get more seeds into people's hands and a bigger, diverse selection of seeds? Because as we all know, anybody who's had a garden for a while knows that the strength of their garden, the resilience of their garden, is largely in part by the number of beneficial insects, flora, and fauna inside the garden. So the more diverse their garden is, the more resilient it is. So if we have more seed selection to choose from, the better off we are because it's the foundation of our food supply. So I started thinking about it, and I started talking to seed growers, and it turns out that a lot of these seed growers really struggle to make a living. And the reason is that they don't have an easy way to sell their seeds directly to the customer. So they have to sell them wholesale prices to the seed catalogs that you might be familiar with. But the problem is these seed catalogs have to mark it up sometimes 20 times the price that these small-scale seed growers sell it to them. So the only way for them to really make a go of it is to stop growing the diversity and just focus on a few crops and grow acres of them and acres of them. But the future I see is full of small-scale producers growing a wide variety of crops and really increasing our genetic seed diversity. So I thought, well, what if I could help them with that marketing aspect? What if I could create a marketplace where they can come and sell their seeds directly to people who want to buy them, and so they can earn 95, 97, 93% of every dollar that they sell to their customers, and then they can truly make a living doing this incredible work. And so out of that, we have Seedwise.
Well, it certainly is a very important endeavor. I was running out of superlatives there. There's just no way to describe, in my opinion, how important this is for so many reasons. And in particular, the one that stands out in my mind that you touched on, of course, is this the idea of our inheritance, our legacy, our seeds. And with the industrialization of food, we stop saving seeds. not just seeds in general, but seeds that would grow in the area that we live with, our terroir, our own soil, and the minerals in our soil and the trace elements in our soil that provided the most amazing produce for that particular region. And so, you know, people buy seeds that really don't grow well in their region. But putting all that aside, the idea that in the 1880s, I think it was Cornell University, did a major study where they looked at all of the seeds that were available in seed catalogs at the time. This is almost the beginning of the 1900s. And what they found is that when they looked at all these seeds, that today only about 4% of those seeds exist today. We've lost that many seeds. And not only that, keep in mind that those are the seeds that were in catalogs, not the seeds that were being, you know, handed from generation to generation and traded with neighbors and communities and that kind of thing. So it is our responsibility to go out now and start harvesting all the DNA that we can, because that's our legacy. It's our inheritance, and it's for us to pass on.
Well, exactly. And, you know, imagine if you were going on a little road trip, and maybe it was only a few hours away, and say you came into this new valley that you've never been, and you show up at the local farmer's market, and you could discover new varieties of vegetables that you've never tasted before. I mean, how incredible would that be to truly have these varieties, these produce that are specific to the valley? That's culture. That's treasure.
It is, because everything's so monocultured. So we're going to have to take one more break. This is the last break, and we're coming right back with Luke Callahan. He's going to dazzle us some more about SeedWise. And if you've got a moment, go to the website, seedwise.com, over the break and take a look. We're coming right back.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time, or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me again is ecopreneur Luke Callahan. He is the founder of Nightlight Farms and SeedWise.com, the marketplace for non-GMO seeds and plants. Luke also coaches entrepreneurs in all stages of growth with business plan development, marketing, attracting high-quality employees, and designing your business as a resilient system that can stand the test of time. To get started, and also where you can, one of the places where you can purchase his book is localbusinessplans.com. Local Business Plans, L-O-C-A-L, businessplans.com. And that's how you connect with Luke and buy his amazing book. Welcome back, Luke. So our last little segment here. Yes, yes, yes. So talking a little bit more about SeedWise, why is it so important for people to know who grow your seeds, and you know, and why is it important that we look at organic seeds versus non-GMO, that type of thing? What, you know, I know we talk about it quite often on the show, but I want to hear it from you, your point of view.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, at the end of the day, the reason we want to know who grew our seeds is that the reality is, if you don't know who grew your seeds, there's a very good chance that you don't want to. It's so easy for us to be transparent about how we are growing practices and whether we're using organic methods, whether we're hiring really high quality, we're paying our labor really well, or we're hiring immigrant labor and treating them poorly, or we're outsourcing this and growing in poor conditions in other countries. The reality is, if you don't know who grew your seed, you probably don't want to. So the reason it's important to buy seeds from people you can understand what their operation looks like is so you can buy with your values in mind. If you want to buy organic seeds, you can put a face to the seed and they can tell you, these are the practices I use. And if you have any issue with it, give me a call. I'm here. It's kind of this moving back to the small business that America was founded on, and this idea that we are a nation of producers and we don't need this big bureaucratic system of organic certification if and only if you can know the person who grew your seeds, know the farmer who grew your produce, so that you can develop that trust with them instead of needing these certifications that only help the really large scale companies that are faceless.
I love what you just said about buying with your own values in mind. That is very powerful. That's been part of the process, so that we have the whole idea of food being so devalued that it has to be the cheapest thing, that it doesn't have to, that it doesn't taste good, that it only has to look good, and that it doesn't nurture us. It lacks trace elements and minerals, low bricks, and so we've devalued food. The perfect example of that is a tomato. There's no tomato that comes out of a grocery store, organic or otherwise, that has any flavor. Nobody would like a tomato. No, they...
Yeah, once you taste a real tomato, you can never go back.
Real greens, too. You know, just real everything. There's just... I mean, we're used to this sort of this tasteless, you know, hydroponic flesh that it's fleshy but mealy, you know. So,
it's become a commodity. The only value is price. But if you can really articulate, I want to get produce that was grown in really high quality soil, because that's at the end of the day, that's what contributes to the taste, the quality of the seed and the quality of the soil. And you, when you bite into an heirloom tomato that's got that rich flavor, there's no going back. There's no mistaking that for a grocery store tomato.
Absolutely. So, this book that you wrote, it's phenomenal. I love this website as well that I mentioned earlier, localbusinessplans.com. What prompted you to write the book? What prompted you to put, this is a second website. You are on the go all the time. A lot of work.
Lots of projects. The book started, I was running the microgreens farm, and everybody was saying, oh, it's so successful. Why don't you franchise it? Why don't you get this in every city you can, every town? And the reality is, I didn't want to do that because I don't believe in the franchising system. I believe that kind of gets at everything I'm against, this whole idea of mankind's need for control over systems. And instead, I believe in diversity and decentralization of systems. So by me writing the book, the step-by-step guide to actually teach somebody else how to start this business, I can empower them to do what I've done. I don't have to have any stake in their business other than being able to give them the helping hand. And then they can get started, and they can make their own living, and they can help other people start a business so that it's feeding our entrepreneurial culture instead of me needing this solid grip on their business. And so the idea with local business plans is exactly that. How do we create resilient communities? And I believe it's by making this shift away from consumer and becoming producers again. So empowering people to start the small businesses, empowering people to take control of their own livelihood and really come forth and provide value to their community and start the businesses that are going to make their towns and their cities a healthier, better place to live.
Healthier and better is the way. You say in localbusinessplans.com, agriculture is literally the conversion of ecosystems to people. Our mission with land now is to provide a habitat for as many plant, animals, and fungi as possible. A good way to think about this is to think of you as the landlord and to think of all the inhabitants as tenants. The more tenants you have, the more diversity and thus the more resilience and ultimately the more streams of income. The important thing to remember here is that the majority of this income does not come in the form of dollars. At the end of the day, the best way to build equity in land is to build healthy soil that can provide a living for all of your tenants. Hear, hear.
At the end of the day, when you really get into this, the only true wealth is in the soil. Our soil is our future.
Yeah, I want everybody to look at this localbusinessplans.com. I mean, this is an amazing website, local food business models. And you talk about food production, you break it down so nicely. And so you, for example, herbs and vegetables, and so in that category, you know, you say urban farming up to 1 acre, microgreens, organic farming 1 to 5 acres. And then you talk about the different types, fruit and nuts, organic fruit orchards, nut orchards, olive orchards, meat, pork, beef, poultry, chicken eggs, duck eggs, honey. I mean, here's some other areas. People can sell their homemade salsa, their homemade hummus, tortillas, tamales, baby food, sausage and cured meats, and the fermented products, which I love so much, kombucha, kimchi, and sauerkraut. This is just one little piece of the whole thing, but it's very inspiring. It gets you excited to think about, hey, you know, I could grow this, I could sell this, I could do this and make some additional income, if not have my whole income be from this.
Yeah, you know, this is very much my passion in life. And so this project, Local Business Plan, you know, everywhere I identify, okay, a small market garden or a nut orchard or a salsa maker, my goal is to give you, somebody who wants to start their own business, examples of each of these businesses of successful entrepreneurs, of somebody whose path you can follow step by step. So when you look at the site, this is the skeleton of my lifelong passion. So in the coming months and years, I will be profiling all of these different entrepreneurs. So stay tuned for updates on that the whole way through. This is very much a massive project and a very exciting one.
Well, it sure is. And, you know, we're coming to the conclusion of our show. So about 30 seconds left. What are your final words for our listeners today?
Oh, no pressure, huh, Sherry? Well, final words is, you know what, just get out and make some mistakes. I really hone in on what your values are, plant some seeds in the ground, and just start learning. Start looking at things through that real childlike wonder and curiosity, and don't be afraid to go out on a limb and start a business.
I love what you have to say. Thanks so much for joining me, Luke Callahan. For those of you who are listening, do go to see his website. I will be back next week with another amazing guest. Be sure to go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is yours, environmentally and always your Sherry Herrera Price.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.